I f***ing hate laundry more than anything in the planet aside from mayonnaise.
Coming up on the Vanderpump Rules After Show.
Max is literally my best friend, and you f***ed him.
After a revenge bang, no one goes around the town screaming, "That was revenge!"
If you had already done it more than once, and I had already done it more than once, she was like, can't be bad, right?
The attempted dog murderer was eavesdropping.
Ariana wants to blame Sandoval. I think that someone who has done an advertisement for how to throw things away and take things to the trash, you should know how to do that.
I became professional and prepared.
Oh, wow.
It's annoying to me because Ariana never wanted Am around.
He was showing you zero respect, so I think it's f*** that, Poacher.
It was the one bill that Ariana paid.
Sandoval needs to shut the f*** up. About the bills, about who did what.
Yeah, I don't do shit. I just, you know, in the 9 months since we broke up, managed to write a book, be third place on Dancing with the Stars, get my ass on Broadway. What'd you do today? Get your nails done?
The Vanderpump Rules After Show starts right now.
My ex has, on numerous occasions, almost more negligent than not when it comes to things like leaving doors open, doors unlocked, whatever. And he not only invaded my privacy by going into my room unauthorized and without my knowledge, but then he locked my dog in the room for 3+ hours. And the only reason that she got to the emergency vet is because Anne had heard her upstairs and let her out. Like, if I had a busier day and hadn't come home when I'd come home, who knows what would have happened, because nobody would have seen anything.
You called him a dog murderer.
Attempted.
The attempted dog murderer was eavesdropping.
Attempted dog murderer.
Thank you.
He locked her in, and as a dog would, with leftover food, chicken wings, the bones, the smell, all that, she ate a lot of it.
I didn't know it was Tom. I just knew what happened. Because he's not aware of his surroundings. Just the mirror.
I think the question is, did he do it on purpose? And
no, I just think he's a moron and thinks about himself only. And if I were in her shoes, I probably would have said the same thing, because she's pissed off at Tom and he wasn't thinking. So he very much could have killed Maya.
It was either me or Anne that left the door open. Basically,
okay,
I don't know.
I take responsibility. If it was Anne, if Anne did it and she admitted to it, would she have called Anne a dog murderer?
No,
because she's
probably not.
I hate Anne.
Is the dog okay?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, dog's fine. That's all that matters.
Maya, like, by the way, eats everything.
Maya very often gets into things. She's eaten laxatives, she's eaten pillows, hair coloring.
Like, I left paintballs on the floor and she ate.
You're not doing yourself a favor.
Orange paintballs, they taste like soap. I can't leave soap on the floor. This other shit on the floor, like, she ate paintballs and shit a perfect Italy country on the couch. Literally, it looked just like Italy. She survived that. And then I went to CVS, I got some organic laxatives, ate 400 laxatives and shit everywhere.
Mind you, they were organic.
Ariana wants to blame Sandoval. And like, yes, he shouldn't have been in the room. Mm-hmm. Right? But, like, I think that someone who is, like, clean and a grown person and also has done an advertisement for how to throw things away and take things to the trash, you should know how to do that.
I can't wait to show you guys the picture of Italy. What was the date on that? July?
And when I had dogs, did I leave stuff laying around? Yeah, I did. But having a child is like, no. I have to be careful at every single thing I do in life, or even food, whatever. God knows he gets something in his mouth or he walks through a door. No. But before I had a kid, yeah, I left my shit everywhere.
I don't care if the roles were reversed. I'm gonna say it is not the fault of Ariana for leaving something in her locked room that her dog isn't there.
No.
Just be aware that there's food out and there's a dog in your house. It's really not that hard. If you're thinking about someone other than yourself, don't lock the animal in the room with the food out. That's that. I mean, no, yeah, maybe don't leave your food out. Fine,
I mean, I'm very OCD and I do not eat in my bed. So, like, for me, if Brock leaves
either
a candy wrapper next to his bed, oh, I will lose my shit, because I'm like, ants are gonna get that. Like, that's just me. Regardless, Tom should have messaged her. He never should have entered her room without her permission with their current setup. I do not think either person obviously did anything on purpose.
See it?
Italy.
God, it is Italy.
There's the boot.
One thing about Maya, she's definitely an artist.
Schwartz, you confronted Katie about hooking up with your best friend, Max.
It was weird. It was weird.
Yeah,
it weird. It was funny, though, too. I, like, found it funny.
What do you want to know? What do you want to know?
Max?
Tom?
By the way, I'm not mad. If that would have happened 2 weeks after our divorce, I wouldn't have been mad.
I'm sorry.
I would have been a little more disturbed.
9 guys out of 10?
I would not feel right
okay,
about
that. Okay, all right, that was, that was overboard.
I'm sorry, 9 guys out of 10, you being that one, would not. Regardless if I dated the girl 3 years ago, 2 years ago, 1 year ago, there would be a little bit of like,
but I guess
in our group, it doesn't really apply.
we're so desensitized.
In our group, it doesn't really apply because I'm sitting here, you're not supposed to do that. Well, I mean, I've done that.
I would feel really weird if you hooked up with Ariana.
Well, dude,
and I would feel weird hooking up with Katie. Like, I would never.
Maybe it's misrepresentation to say I didn't care. I just was like caught off guard. It was more of a WTF moment. But there was no anger or resentment towards Max or Katie, zero. But I had to acknowledge the hypocrisy because, you know, she really did like scorched earth my life after that kiss in Mexico. It's like just like burned it down, our whole friendship, whatever was left of it.
Max is literally my best friend, and you f***ed him. And you roasted me into oblivion after I kissed Raquel. And she was barely in the friend group.
I'm trying on the Schwartz-like pants and walking a mile in them.
Well, don't put this on me.
Wouldn't that have been lovely if we could have both kept that little nice boundary rule for one another? But Tom took a giant shit on that and basically said, I don't give a f*** about you or respecting you or this friendship that we're trying to build, and just made out with Rachel and basically said he was doing it on purpose.
Was Max a revenge bang after you found out that he had kissed Sheena?
Well, maybe it's tit for tat.
No, I mean, that was really divine timing though.
After a revenge bang, no one goes around the town screaming, that was revenge. No one does it, okay? It's like unspoken, okay? So it happened. So let's just leave it at that, right? No one needs to say if it was a f-ing revenge bang. Of course it f-ing was.
I don't think so at all. I think Katie was horny. Max
was single. Katie had a thing for him for a while.
Yeah.
It was just that night, coincidentally, it happened. But I think it was inevitable. Honestly, I saw the way they both looked at each other, and I knew it was like,
sexual
almost like
tension,
that forbidden
flirtation.
Fruit, where it was like they each had to take a bite.
Well, and if you had already done it more than once and I had already done it more than once, she was like, can't be bad, right?
Well, and she's heard the feedback, so.
Yeah.
Yes, there was the Schwartz and Raquel kiss, and it was like, well, you kept it in the friend group, so can I. I'm sure that was maybe a little part in the back of her head, but ultimately I think she was attracted to him. He was attracted to her, and they finally just had to get it out of their system.
My question scuff is, my shoes, I'm gonna take a baseball bat to your car.
What's better? What's better, that or the baseball bat to your car?
Well, there's a lot of scuffs on those shoes.
I don't judge Katie for that at all. Look, even if it was a revenge bang, good on her. Do you know what I mean? Like, Schwartz did make out with Raquel, and it was, like, right in front of everyone. If I was Katie, I'd be pissed too. And knowing Katie's personality, you know, she's very, you know, she's kind of badass, a little fiery. She's gonna be pissed, you know? She's gonna be pissed! But then, she went and banged Max. I mean, hey, it's cutthroat. That's legendary moves. Yeah. Like, everyone stop downgrading it. Savage. Woo! Let's go, Katie. I love Katie.
Things between Sandoval and Ariana come to a tipping point.
I've never seen that side of Ariana before.
The police were gonna get called.
Never f-ing look at me in the eye again, you f-ing piece of sh-.
Don't look at me in the eye.
See, they were fighting.
You've already got everything,
get
Ariana.
Away from
you already
me.
Got everything. You got all
you
the campaigns you got. Now
I'm
you're gonna take my assistant?
Oh my God, dude. Dude, this is, that would have been too much.
Her level of fury and rage, it was f-ing intense. I saw, like, in her eyes, like, a fiery disdain for you.
You want to come back at me about the litter box and you almost killed my dog did not go in my room.
It was a total accident.
The whole
accident.
Thing was an accident. Of course it was an accident. That's why I'm saying be upset, be angry, but I just...
This is reminiscent of the pasta moment.
What about the pasta?
So I don't think it's really about Maya or the dog.
She's got some f***ing anger too because of how Tom was cheating on her when Charlotte was gone. I mean, look, it goes so deep, dude.
Well, I mean, you guys also filmed like not far after. Like now it's been a little bit more time, mm-hmm. but I mean, she was still reeling from everything at that moment. That makes me feel sad for her because that feeling of like hatred and stuff is just so much and it almost does more damage to yourself than to like try to let things go.
You can just tell that like she's very, she's on 100 still. There's been mm-hmm. no like, come down from the anger.
It's not my place to tell her when or when she shouldn't be healed by or when she should or shouldn't be over it.
Right.
But like, I think it was a little worrisome to know that it's that close to the surface.
It hurt me to see that she was still hurting so much and is still so angry. And that's a reason why I do try to figure out a road to forgiveness in whatever way is because I don't like feeling that rage inside of me. But he wasn't doing anything to help take that anger and rage away from her. You know, he's doubling down, he's making excuses, he's weaponizing her mental health, he let the dog in and wasn't paying attention. There are so many things. So I get where even if she had already had months of therapy and work to get past the affair, then this happens, all that shit's out the window because he has now done something new to hurt her and their animal, you know, in the crossfires.
So I very much empathize with what Sheena's saying right now and agree with her. But when you're in Ariana's position mm-hmm. and you have that, if we go back to old season of Vanderpump with Beau's mom, like the reptilian tunnel vision.
The reptilian brain. That's like alien versus predator because there is no potential for compromise.
I'll never forget. It is so hard to see outside of that.
Yeah.
But I agree with Sheena, it's like whatever someone can do to stop feeling the anger because the anger is really only eating away at you.
It's hurting her more
it's
than anyone.
Her.
And
it's...
then that hurts the people around her who just want right. her to, you know, just be the star that she is and shine as bright as she right. can, which she is. But
of
knowing
course.
She's still hurt but inside, those... it's like I want
right.
all of that to go away. I just want it to all
because
be
because the anger only eats
light.
Away at the person who is holding
yeah.
the anger.
And I hated seeing that. It was really hard in that moment.
Like... whatever.
Whatever.
You're getting butthurt about me being mad about that? Like, okay,
you can choke.
There was a bit of a fight at Beach Day.
Didn't that happen last year on Vanderpump Rules too?
To make another f***ing joke.
Bitch, get a life.
You're a bootleg housewife.
Loser.
Just making
it's a
sure.
reoccurring theme.
I'm probably an antagonist, but after having that response at his house, I felt like this group still needed to be forced into having some kind of conversations with Tom.
Almost every guy in this group has been flirty with me at some point, you included.
It's more of like recipient of flirtiness.
Is that what you told Raquel when you guys started that whole thing?
Can you have this conversation not in front of me? Because it's f***ing disgusting.
Let's do that.
But clearly we can't have those conversations yet.
He is never going to f***ing be sorry, remorseful, or one f***ing iota of any of that. And you guys keep shoving him down my f***ing throat. And what do you think I'm going to do? Save her and have the best f***ing beach day ever?
Not my finest hours sometimes, but I think that's just who I am. Like, I'd rather have an uncomfortable conversation than not have a conversation about it and sit there like, you know, just sit there like this.
You guys are both great dog and cat parents.
Well, I'm a dog and cat parent. I paid the adoption fee, so I bought her.
It was the one bill that Ariana paid.
Tom doesn't want Kitty or Maya. Let's be real. He's probably just like being argumentative and being an asshole.
This is a petty conversation between
the two. They're Ariana's pets, though. They're Ariana's pets. You can kind of tell, right? It's not rocket science. Like, you can kind of tell in most cases, like, which one belongs with who.
Kitty, I understand, because she had kitties since she was a kitten. She found her in New Jersey in a parking lot. I did really take care of Kitty a lot, though.
He would love for everyone in the world to think that I am the big, bad wolf, and he's just like, poor little Red Riding Hood had to put up with her for so long. Like, I don't do shit. I just, you know, in the 9 months since we broke up, managed to write a book, be third place on Dancing with the Stars, get my ass on Broadway. You know, like, yeah, I don't do shit. Just did all that.
What'd you do today? Get your nails done?
He would love for me to be run away out of this group and out of this town and out of him having to answer for his own actions. He would love that. He would love nothing more. For everyone to find out what a big old bitch I am.
We got Maya together and I named her. And Maya and I have had such a very special relationship, and we would cuddle in the morning. We played hide and seek, played all kinds of games. And I love Maya. So just, I don't know. I mean, because she paid for the, I paid the bills for the house for the past, you know, 9 months. Do I own the house now? That'd be cool. I don't know, what is adoption fee? Like 300?
$300-$400?
I just think Sandoval needs to learn how to shut the f- up about the bills, about who did what, who said what. It just, it doesn't matter. You hurt her in more ways than one. She didn't pay her electric bill last month. Who f-ing cares?
I miss her. I miss her a lot. I miss, like, running around with her, playing with her.
That's rich, considering you tried to murder her. Sorry.
There have been some questions this year about Anne's job responsibilities.
She's like an assistant. She's not a housekeeper. She's not a maid.
Oh my God, there's so much sticky shit on the floor.
I'll mop it.
That's so not what you should be doing.
Like, I have friends who have like a house manager, right? And it's like they come in and they do things like organize like packages, open packages, get, you know, whatever. And like, okay, there's, they come in and there's like some dishes in the sink and they put them in the dishwasher, like stuff like that. Like, to me is like not out of the realm of something that Anne would do that wouldn't be weird. But like this big, huge project of like having to clean up the kitchen island and people's hair off the floor.
Ew. It's her hair on the floor here.
Oh, that's a lot of hair.
Not even an extension, like a clip in. We're talking like a tuft. It looked like it had been like ripped out of someone's head or something, just stuck to the kitchen floor because it's so sticky. But the thing is that like these things are not abnormal for him. Just seems like so inappropriate to me. And then I feel like I'm being like gaslit into thinking it should be appropriate.
No, it's not.
She tidies up like whatever from the night before. Dishes, cups, whatever. Glassware, whatever, tidies up. And then it's like checking emails, going through like scheduling, stuff like that. She does like gets on the phone with customer service. That's another thing that she like that's in her job description. Cause I hate getting on the phone with like customer care or tech support. Like that is a nightmare to me. But she doesn't touch dirty laundry though.
Sometimes I have to pick up his dirty socks and underwear.
Shorts, have you ever thought about getting an assistant?
No, pretty self-sufficient. I mean, my dream scenario is just to have someone who, a home chef and someone who does my laundry. I like doing everything else in my life. Maybe customer service. My dream though, I hate laundry with every fiber of my existence. I hate it more than anything in the planet aside from mayonnaise. I hate doing laundry, but yeah. Anyways, but it is nice to have an assistant, yeah. It's
nice. Yeah.
You create filth. You think that's totally cool. That you have Anne, who is not a maid, cleaning this stuff up for you. You just sleep in the next day. You don't do any of it yourself. Like, fine, that's a lifestyle that you think is acceptable. That's not how I want to live.
Let's talk about Anne.
At a really delicate, fragile time in my life, like, she asked Ariana to work for her.
As she was working for you?
Yes, literally on a normal, like, Monday workday, wearing, like, a suit, which she never does.
Became professional and prepared.
Oh, wow.
Were there cameras up?
Yeah.
Okay, that's why.
Yeah.
Putting on a performance, yeah.
I needed an assistant because, you know, things were falling through the cracks, and I only know one assistant, Anne, so I thought I should ask her for recommendations, and plus she's great at what she does. But then I feel like she was at a point where she just felt like she was so unhappy in her job.
I would love to work for like an amazing girl boss. If it doesn't work out, totally understand. Like, no worries.
There's a lot of pressure because I felt really bad because I didn't want her to think that like I was gonna poach her, but I also didn't want her to think that I wasn't hiring her because like I didn't think she would do a good job. Like I didn't want her to feel bad like in any way. And then she ended up getting fired anyway. So a lot of worrying for nothing. Like I probably should have just poached her, honestly.
I think it's that poacher. He was showing you zero respect, so.
You know. But then part of me felt like, well, then I would just be just like him.
Can I ask one question? Did you make her sign an NDA?
Yeah.
Oh, thank God. That's the smartest move you've
ever
made.
She started a podcast.
What?
It's called I Sign an NDA.
So if she signed an NDA, what could she possibly talk about?
I don't know, but she's about to get a letter from my lawyer.
Okay. Oh my God.
It's annoying because she's like low-key saying things that are like not true. Like I saw in some interviews, she's like, oh yeah, like I would go there and like Ariana would already be up and doing stuff because she's always busy and like Tom's like, you know, doing this and I have to like do that. I'm just like, girl, you know that Ariana wouldn't leave her bedroom till at least 1 p.m. Like I was always up, always like made her coffee, like did this. I went to bed after her, I woke up before her every day. It's annoying to me because Ariana never wanted her around. She would be annoyed that Am was over. Not so much at Am, but the fact that somebody was over. You know, and she'd be like, why do you need an assistant? Why? And I'm like, because she like does things for me. She waters all Ariana's plants, like, you know, keeps everything stocked in the house. It hurt. It made it seem like she just was very publicly, you know, going to Katie and Ariana, of all people. That's a huge, like, I feel like a conflict of interest. It seems like a betrayal.
Chyna wanted to uninvite Sandoval to the beach, and you convinced her not to,
yeah.
to let him still be invited. Why?
I think for James and I, we kind of was like, whatever, we're over this stuff, we're gonna move on with our lives, but I think it's just trying to get the rest of the group to catch up, which is difficult when they don't talk, when they don't communicate, and the only time they communicate is when we bring everyone together to talk.
Everyone is invited, and if she can't handle that, then she shouldn't be going to places, and if she doesn't want to step up to the plate and figure that out, that's on her.
As much as I can respect that stance, sometimes things in this group, especially with Tom and Ariana and the way Tom's actions have been, I don't know that there is a road to mending that fence, you know?
Generally speaking, I am a person who likes to bridge gaps between people, but with Ariana and Tom, I'm like, you know what? What he did to me is just at a level where if Ariana doesn't want to be around him and she doesn't want her friends around him, like, totally get it. And if you want to hang out with him, then you have to face the repercussions of her not wanting to hang out with you. I mean, just being around them before everything broke, the way that the three of them would hang out and just be like, I love you, and like always all up on each other. For them to have been hooking up on the side the entire, like for like 7 months, 8 months, 9 months is like sick to me. It's hard for me to ever get over that personally. Because if he treats someone like that who is, you know, a person he's in a relationship with for 10 years, has respect for, is, you know, in love with, then like why would I want to continue a relationship where I'm gonna get closer to someone who's like that? Like what's he gonna do? I mean, he doesn't care about relationships in that way.
He does not seem remorseful, genuinely remorseful. And I think if he found remorse and expressed that, he would be in a much better position with the rest of the group. Yeah. But it feels like he's really upset by the reaction instead of really being upset by his own actions.
What do you think needs to happen between Tom and Ariana for them to like find some resolution and move on?
Time. Time is the only thing that can do that, because, and time apart, time away from the f-ing same roof, you know? There's something spiritual, right, when you sleep under the, it's like you're sleeping under the same f-ing roof. I mean, it's like dreams. It's like you guys are living the same f-ing life. I mean, it's like you're keeping it separate. And I know she's away now, but like, they just, like, it's been too long. It's been like a year. It's gonna be 2 years. Is it gonna go 3 years? Like, what are we gonna be talking about this season 15 of Vanderpump? Like, that's crazy.
I'm with him on that. Living in the house situation, something needs to figure that out. But in the mind of, for the sake of this group, everyone needs to start communicating. And I was annoyed that Tom didn't try and do this before Tahoe. Then we go to Tahoe, we do that. And now coming out of Tahoe, You know, no one wants to have these conversations. So it's like, I'll encourage as much as I can and I'll push for that. But if no one wants to have it, I did my part, I'm out. I can only lead a horse to water. I can't force it to drink.
Like the San Andreas earthquake finally happens and the house physically splits into half and they're like, no, no, right? And then that's when they finally have the combo because it's like...
Right.
I mean, I think then they can finally talk.
Schwartz, you'd like to be a dad one day.
If I get to 50 and I don't have a kid yet, I'm gonna start panicking. I will be in panic mode, existential crisis mode.
Today I opened up Instagram and like the first 6 posts were all people holding their stomachs like this, having kids. And I felt like it triggered my biological clock.
Because that means like when I'm 70, my daughter or son will be 20. I mean, at 70, I'm pretty sure I'm not gonna be super mobile. I don't even know if I want to live much past 70.
What? Wait till you're 68.
Like we talked about, we're going to reevaluate when we get there.
Right now, if I have a heart out at 70, 75, I'm okay with that.
We'll see. If I have a family, I'm going to want to live for sure.
What in your mind constitutes an old dad?
Like Robert De Niro. Isn't he like 80?
Yeah.
That's kind of old. But
very
hey,
old.
Men's stuff doesn't stop working like women, so you could be any age for real.
Honestly, I think it just depends on like where you're at physically,
yeah.
Right? Like, age really is just a number. If you can keep up, then, like, by all means.
It gets a lot harder as you get older, you know, because these kids are active. They're energy, man.
You can't play ball with them or throw them up on your shoulders at the, you know, a concert or whatever.
Take your kids to concerts.
Not like Coachella, but I'm saying.
Like Burning Man.
Yeah.
If you can't do acid with your kid, dude.
I'm not talking about.
I got
friends back home that are my age that have kids going to college right now. Like, that's how old I am.
How old were you when Cruz was born?
I was 3. I was 41.
Age
is just a number. It's all how your body's feeling.
Schwartz is like Peter Pan. I think he will be just fine.
I think he has plenty of time.
Yeah, I think Schwartz will be a good dad too, honestly.
I do too. And he's like very outdoorsy. I feel like, and he loves weird shit, like bugs and lizards.
The Beatles. Look at him.
I hate it.
Why?
Do you think they make like lizard Prozac or lizard Xanax?
I think Tom Schwartz has some maturing to do before he is ready.
Yeah. Oh, when yeah. I talk to him, he's a sweet guy, but he definitely can wait.
Schwartz is exactly 1 year older than you, and he's, you know, 1 year and 2 days older than me. So I don't, I think that if he started now, it'd be a perfect time. I mean, I just started. I don't feel old right now.
Too old to be a father is when you're so set in your ways. You have no patience. I'm basically saying what I'm like right now as a father. No patience. I like things done a certain way. I like them cleaned a certain way. And I think as you get older, you get more stuck in your way of life and your way of doing things.
Not being able to adapt.
And having a child breaks all of that.
But sometimes in the best way possible. Things that need to be broken.
Yeah, that's why my back hurts so bad.
Think about it.
It feels more normal, I guess, to start later, I feel like, in like the millennial generation.
Yeah.
Jason's 40, and you know, we just had our first, and Jason's dad is in his 60s and just had another baby.
We live in Los Angeles, which is never, never land. It's such a goal-oriented and dream-chasing and youthful city. So I think it's different here.
It's a little different here. People tend to wait a little longer.
Yeah.
They hang on to their youth more.
Yeah.
They're trying to be actors, models, whatever, like performers.
I think if I would have stayed where I'm from, I would have had 2 or 3 kids by now. Yeah, I think when you move into the bigger cities, New York, LA, Miami, you kind of tend to wait.
Probably like 10 years earlier, maybe.
Yeah.
It's socially acceptable here. You don't feel like outcast if you don't have kids at 40. I don't know. Although the times are changing, let's be honest.
Thanks, Bob Dylan.